two extremes I have just suggested, that is, the slight hope even yet for some production on carefully tilled fields, and the practically hopeless conditions on abandoned land, are indicative of the two conflicting tendencies now evident through an extensive section of the High Plains. On the one hand, we note a disposition to recognize a mistake, to turn aside from the undertaking with the least possible loss and direct one's time and energy to some new purpose. On the other hand, we observe that many seem determined to use even the hard experiences of the past, their own mistakes and other people's, as warning signals, pointing the way to changes of method and more persistent and effective effort right where they stand.